You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is Exodus chapter 32, verse 15 to 19. And Moses turned and went down from the mount, and the two tablets of the testimony were in his hand. The tablets were written on both sides. On one side and on the other side were they written. And the tablets were the work of God, and the writing was the writing of God, graven upon the tablets. And when Joshua heard the noise of the people as they shouted, he said unto Moses, There is a noise of war in the camp. And he said, It is not the voice of them that shout for mastery, neither is it the voice of them that cry for being overcome, but the noise of them that sing do I hear. And it came to pass, as soon as he came near unto the camp, that he saw the calf and the dancing, and Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tablet out of his hands and break them beneath the mount. Brethren, you will notice that Moses was coming from the mount with the tablet of the commandment of God. God wrote those tablet with his own hands. Everything on those tablet, it was God who wrote it with his hands. And Moses came down with it. And when he saw the children of Israel, that they had made a calf for themselves to worship, he was angry. Now, it is okay. It is nice to be jealous for God, to be concerned for God, to feel bad that people have abandoned God. But you must make a distinction between that and anger that is ungodly. Moses was angry that they are now worshiping another God. But what has that anger got to do with breaking what God just wrote for you on the mount? You know, can you imagine that you were with God and God wrote something with his hands? Just imagine it. How jealous will you be as a man to guard those things? To keep it that if everybody wants to go wayward, let them go wayward. You see these stones? Nothing must happen to it. But the anger of Moses was such that he broke something that God wrote for him. Imagine the privilege a man had that God could, with his writing, write something and put in his hand. And just few minutes after, you will break that. What kind of anger is that? But brethren, did you know that is how anger works? Anger makes you say things you ought not to say. Anger makes you do things you ought not to do. Anger is destructive. That's why when you are angry, you can break the TV in the house. You can destroy laptop. You can look for the laptop cord of your spouse and cut it because you are angry. You can pierce his tire. You can break his windscreen. There's nothing you cannot do. You become very destructive. That's what anger does. When you are angry, you can stab your spouse to death. Some people have done it. Some are on death row today. Some have been killed because of anger. Anger is destructive. So much that something that God wrote and gave to you, and the next thing you would do is to break it. Look at what the Bible said. That, and Moses' anger waxed hot, and he cast the tablet out of his hands and break them beneath the mount. For what? How does that solve problem? You see, that's the problem with anger. How does breaking those tablets, how did he resolve the fact that the children of Israel have gone astray? In what way? In fact, what would have helped the children of Israel were the tablet Moses was holding in his hands. He should have come and said, all right, God was about to destroy you, but I pleaded with him. Now, this is his commandment. But he has no commandment to show them again. He has no word of God to show them again. Some of you are so angry. Instead of using the occasion of your children's misbehavior to teach them the word of God, you actually break the word of God in their presence. You abuse them. You use foul language. You are very wicked. There is nothing you cannot say. There is no abuse or curse you cannot rain on them because you are angry. You beat them not because you want to correct them, but because you are angry. You are exercising anger. You know, a woman boiled hot water and put a baby, a child's hand and in it, and poured the hot boiling water on her head. She's been caught now, and I think she has been sentenced. Maybe life imprisonment or some years in prison. That's anger. Many people are in prison today because of anger. Many people are in the grave today because of anger. Somebody hit your car. You now come out. I will deal with you today. I will deal with you. In the process, you hit one another. One person dies. Look at the problem you have created for yourself. That is anger. There are marriages today that have come to an end because of anger. Because you are angry, you will carry a knife and threaten your spouse. You now want that spouse to trust you after the matter had been resolved. Who is going to trust that kind of a person? How will I trust somebody who are threatening my life with a knife because he or she was angry? It means if tomorrow I do something again that offend you, you can actually use those weapons. Brethren, you need to cry to Jesus today, because there's only one person who can deliver you from anger. It is Jesus. Nothing will work. No psychology will work. Nothing. There is nothing you try to do. In fact, somebody can be trying to appease you every day so that you don't get angry. Eventually, you will get angry. And you will do something very stupid, something irrational, something that makes absolutely no sense. But Jesus will deliver you from anger. Even you yourself, you will surprise yourself. Things will happen. You will say, I can't believe I didn't get angry. That's what Jesus came to do. And I'm telling you, that's why he went to the cross. If you have anger problem today, cry to Jesus. Don't say, I will try not to get angry again. Look at the message I've heard. No. Cry to Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, I've tried to stop it. I can't stop it too. But they said, you can help me. I have come to you. Help me. That's all. And you will see Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number. +234-818-615-7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.